On a recent family vacation, I enjoyed watching how we all managed our luggage. Many packed too much, some not enough. Some of us not enough. Some checked a single massive trunk while others hoped to carry on several smaller shoulder bags and rollerboards. All different sizes, all different weights, all different burdens. But we worked together to get them to our final destination. Well, what daily burdens do you carry? Not travel luggage, but life baggage. Well, this meditation from Galatians chapter 6 is about carrying and sharing the load. Exploring ways to share the burdens of others and finding others to help carry some of our own. We'll start by taking a moment to just set down your baggage, even if for a few moments, and instead center on your breathing and the beating of your heart. Relax your arms and shoulders from the weight, and allow your mind, body, soul, and spirit to become still as you center on the strong arms and shoulders of God. With each beat of your heart, with each breath you take, let your eyes begin to close naturally and just begin to rest here. You're safe. These first few steps into the presence of God are yours, a time of release, a moment of surrender to allow God to approach you as you rest from your burdens, and a moment to consider others on your path that need rest from theirs too. Continue by responding to this passage from Romans chapter 15. And as I lead us, respond simply, "Help me share the burdens of others." And may God richly bless the reading of His Word. Now we who are strong in our convictions and faith, we ought to be patient with others. So Lord, help me share the burdens of others. We ought to put up with the weaknesses of those who are not strong. So help me share the burdens of others. We ought to care for others and not just please ourselves. So help me share the burdens of others. Spend a few more moments now in silent meditation without words, as the Holy Spirit frees you to surrender your cares and transforms your mind to care for others. As you become more aware of the weight that you carry, begin to take note of how it feels carrying so much emotional baggage. Scan your body and your mind for any lingering areas of weakness and tension. Where do you feel it when your burdens grow heavy? Now ask the Holy Spirit to bring to mind someone in your life that is carrying a heavy load as well. How can you tell they are weighed down? Begin now to whisper the words "shared burdens" as your sacred centering words. Whisper "shared burdens" as a reminder that God is able to carry yours and theirs. God is also able to give you the strength to carry the weight of others. Note the Holy Spirit transforming your mind to become more aware of so much baggage, yours, theirs, and all of ours. Do you have any selfish thoughts around how you carry the burdens of others, but no one seems to carry yours? Those are not thoughts of God, but feel no shame for them. Don't judge yourself for them. They are only thoughts, and they have no power. So rest from the weariness for a moment, as the Holy Spirit centers your thoughts on God's divine care of you and your care of others. And now, become even more aware of caring as you center too on your breathing. Notice it. Take 3 slow, deep breaths from your belly as you center on His care for you. Each breath a reminder of His care for you. Stay centered on your breathing. Breath is life-giving. Let each breath center you on God's care for you. Let each breath remind you of the strength that you have to care for others as well. Your thoughts will most certainly drift as you center. Don't judge yourself for that. Rather, let the drifting be a gentle reminder to center back on the strong arms and shoulders of God. From centered thoughts of care to selfish thoughts of need, to then return once again to thoughts of how you might care for others. Caring for others as God cares for you. Take several moments to allow the arms of God to keep you centered on caring for others as you breathe. Now, staying centered in His presence, listen carefully to the first of 3 scripture readings. Imagine this first reading as a personal letter for you from the Apostle Paul, who had his own scars, but carried the burdens of many on his travels. Listen to Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 from the New Living Translation. My dear friends in the faith, God's grace, mercy, and peace upon you. In the midst of your trials and the needs of those you know, remember to always share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. After that pause, what still lingers of this passage in your mind? What revelation did the Spirit open to you? Listen once more. Share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. Rest here, opening your mind to opportunities you have to share the burdens of others. Let that become your contemplation for this next minute. In this second, wider reading, note what feelings the Holy Spirit stirs within you as you listen to it as a prayer from the New King James Version, a hope-filled prayer of love. Dear Heavenly Father, I give you all praise for the faith to give me faith, for the gift of the belief that you've given me to believe. So when I meet someone overtaken in any trespass, give me the compassion to restore them in a spirit of gentleness. Give me the strength to bear the burdens of those I meet along the way, in so doing, fulfilling the law of Christ. And it is in the glorious name of Christ I will and do pray. Amen. What was stirred from within you? What people rose to the surface of your mind? Well, for the next minute, meditate there. Allow this benediction from Paul to become your prayer in your words, asking for the insight, strength, and courage to share someone else's burden, to love as God does, to love as Christ does. Listen now to this wider passage a third time. Listen for how you experience the passage. Let your mind drift through the imagery of carrying and sharing, this time from the New International Version. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the very law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the Word should share all good things with their instructor. Where did your mind settle as you listened to that passage? Who came to mind? Well, take a moment to reflect on loving and caring with an unselfish concern for others and doing things for their benefit. While resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, which Christian brother or sister is the Holy Spirit bringing to your mind? One who is weighed down by some burden or threat? See them in your mind. Be alert to their need and quickly do something to help. Don't let them be crushed. Don't let them be destroyed. The verse mentions fulfilling the law of Christ. In Mark chapter 12, Jesus is asked which commandment is the most important of all. Jesus answered, "The most important is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." So take a minute now to contemplate loving and caring for others as God loves you, of loving others as you love yourself, loving everyone you meet as though they were the only ones in your care. Encounter Him now and encounter them too. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths of caring, of carrying, and of love. Let that be your meditation. Help me share the burdens of others. Let those be the words the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Shared burdens. And also, take time to consider who can help you carry your own heaviest burdens. And think about who you might help. And then reach out to them today. Plan on being more aware of the needs and burdens of others you will surely encounter on your path today. Develop the extraordinary skill for detecting the burdens of others and devote yourself daily to considering how you can make them lighter. Ponder that. And when you're ready, whether at first light of dawn or the lingering light of dusk, be mindful of detecting and carrying the burdens of others, for it will be then and there you will encounter God and fulfill the law of His Son. Let me pray this closing benediction over you to remember to always share each other's burdens, and in this way, obey the law of Christ. May the compassion of Christ, the awareness of the Holy Spirit, and your encounter with the strong arms of a loving and caring God be what guides you now and always. Amen.